Chapter 7 Usage and Legal Use/Abuse of OSS. Almost all the major sporting organizations around the globe have banned the use of OSS during tournaments as well as before or after them. Some of the most important organizations that have passed the verdict against OSS use include the International Olympic Committee, FIFA, ITF, European Athletic Association, WWE and International Cricket Council. In the US, anabolic steroids are listed as Schedule 3 drugs and thus, having possession or using them without a prescription is deemed illegal. It is only under controlled environment and with proper medical reasoning and backing that OSS can be used in the US. In countries like the UK and Canada, similar restrictions exist on the usage and possession of OSS. In Canada, possessing OSS might not land you in jail, but unprescribed usage, trading and export/import of these drugs will definitely get you into trouble. In most of the countries around the world, OSS is banned and categorized at a minimum of Schedule 4, while in some countries like Thailand or Mexico, these drugs are readily available and there are no restrictions whatsoever on their usage. In the US, the movement against the abuse of OSS in sports had gathered pace after the controversial victory that Ben Johnson had got in the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul. The US Congress was adamant on listing the OSS as Schedule 3, but the three major medical bodies of that time, American Medical Association, the FDA and the Drug Enforcement Administration, supported the view that OSS should not be banned since the hormones are natural and therefore did not produce dependence in the long run. The addiction factor was considered to be absent. Nevertheless, these drugs were eventually banned because they were considered as giving the users an undue advantage over their competition and thus it was considered cheating. Detection of steroids is usually carried out using urine samples and hair samples. Traces can also be found in blood and perspiration. Depending upon the route of administration, the dosage and the substance used, anabolic steroids may be detected in the urine samples for a period lasting up to 30 days from the last usage. The detection of steroids is not an easy task and the metabolic compositions of a number of substances might actually overlap with those of endogenous steroids, often leading to confusion about the actual use and dosage of the substance. Chapter 8 Steroid Cycles for Beginners. The biggest myth about bodybuilding and using steroids is that people feel whoever uses steroids will bulk up in the right proportions at the right places. This is a potentially dangerous myth. Steroids are not magic and getting results ultimately rests in the hands of the users themselves. For a novice, getting confused is very easy since there is such a lot of information available all around. In this part of the ebook, we will go over the basics of steroid usage to get maximum results. Improper use of steroids can cause serious problems. It is up to the user to be educated enough to use them the right way. In this section of the ebook, we would be taking a look at a dummy cycle. Users are expected to make notes from this dummy cycle and apply them to whatever drugs they are using in the correct proportions. We are using the basic doses here, and as a tip, we would like novice users to stick to the basic doses rather than trying out complicated ones. Cycles should be cost and health effective. After all, your main purpose of bodybuilding should be to become healthier, and not just build muscle and strength. For beginners, we would start off with a 12-month cycle, and this is most effective time period to use steroids for. You are bound to experience a good amount of weight gain in the first month or so, but this will start to subside towards the end of the cycle. At the beginning of your first cycle, there will be significant effects on your body and you might experience side effects like acne and aggression. Stick to the prescribed quantity and do not overdo these drugs. The brief breakup of the cycles is given below. Please note that we are looking at stacking here, and in case you are not sure about your medical history, consult a doctor before trying this yourself. The breakup of weekly dosage is as follows. Testosterone 400 mg per week for 12 weeks coupled with 20 mg/day of dianabol for the first 5 weeks. Stacking is optional, and if you are not sure about your stacking potential and or if you feel that the gains and the effects are too much for you to handle, keep off stacking and cut down on dianabol doses. You can also eliminate dianabol altogether if you are not being able to handle the effects well. Testosterone forms the base of any beginner's cycle, and this is a great substance for single use as well as for the purpose of stacking. Being a natural hormone, it'll bring upon positive changes to the body, including the production and synthesis of protein and IGF. This leads to increased muscle mass, and the hormonal changes bring about an increase in strength as well as aggressiveness in the gym. There can be other medications that can be added to the dosage in case side effects persist. The chances of side effects showing up are very low at this dosage, but sore nipples and hair loss can be a concern for some people. In case of sore nipples, You can add 10 mg dosage of Novadex till the soreness subsides. Hair loss can be countered by using common medicated shampoos like Nizoral and Propecia. Testosterone finally converts into two androgens, the DHT and the female hormone estrogen. Therefore, overdoing the dosage can really result in your body losing its state of homeostasis. Be careful and be considerate of the fact that hormonal imbalances can lead to irreversible changes over a period of time. The 400 mg dosage that we are talking about here should be administered through injections. The other drug we are taking into perspective is Dianabol. Dianabol is also a testosterone-based drug which is tweaked to be administered orally, and the conversion of testosterone to androgens is highly limited in case of Dianabol. Stacking this drug with injection-based testosterone during the beginner's cycle will help you rake in better gains and more strength during the initial few weeks of your cycle. This will also give your body the much-needed testosterone with a highly subsidized rate of conversion to estrogen, thus making sure that the gains are prolonged and the aggression doesn't burn you out sooner than required. Dianabol should never be used as a substitute for injection-based testosterone at any cost, since an oral dose of the injectable equivalent can actually do a ton of harm to your liver and kidneys, since oral doses need to be broken up by the digestive system. Another word of caution for those who are looking to follow this or related beginner steroid cycles: keep doing cardiovascular exercise for about 15 minutes each day, 4 times a week while on the cycle. The reason is simple: you can expect a weight gain of about 20 pounds or even more while on this cycle, and the body needs to get used to the excess weight. Make sure your heart and cardiovascular organs are responding well and that you are able to carry out regular day-to-day work with efficacy. Besides, some people might develop a bloated look. Most of it would be water retention, and having a balanced diet during the cycle is very important to prevent that bloating of the body. The body needs to come out more chiseled and better toned than what it was before putting yourself on the cycle. Thus, apart from putting your body through immense workout routines and steroid usage, make sure you are taking a proper high-calorie, well-balanced diet. Chapter 9: Steroid Profiles. Dianabol. Dianabol is the brand name for methotrexate. Dianabol is known as a very effective mass builder. Generally, Dianabol is taken in a bulk cycle. Stacks well with DECA durabolin and testosterone enanthate. Dianabol can have significant negative effects on the liver, so cycles are normally no longer than 8 weeks. The half-life of Dianabol is about 4 hours. If you want to keep your blood level steady, it is advised to take it throughout the day. You can also take it as a single dose, which will give you a higher blood level at one time. Because Dianabol is a powerful steroid, it comes with negative side effects. It converts to estrogen, which can cause gynecomastia. Novadex and or proviranum can be taken as anti-estrogens to combat this. Bloating is a huge problem, as you get a lot of water retention. Cycle, bulking. Half-life, 4 hours. Active life, 8 hours. Aromatization, yes. DHT conversion, no. Post-cycle therapy, Clomid, Novadex, HCG. Winstrol. Winstrol is a brand name that Winterop Labs gave for Stanozolol, which they developed in 1962. Stanozolol is a derivative of dihydrotestosterone. However, Stanozolol is not as strong as dihydrotestosterone. In fact, Stanozolol's anabolic properties are mild when compared to most compounds that are stronger. This being said, Stanozolol is still very good at building lean muscle. Its anabolic properties could even be compared to Dianabol, but Winstrol does not cause a person retain water like Dianabol does. The muscle you gain while on Stanozolol is of higher quality when compared to other more estrogenic steroids. One of the most favorable aspects of Stanozolol is that it doesn't convert to estrogen, so you don't need to use an antiestrogen. Because Stanozolol does not convert into estrogen, there is no water retention. Instead of that puffy, bulky look that users end up with while bulking in on a steroid such as Dianabol, you instead get a dry look with lean-looking muscle. For this reason, it is often used during cut cycles, and is also very popular with runners. In fact, Stanozolol is a compound that Ben Johnson tested positive after becoming the world's fastest man and winning the gold in the 1988 Summer Olympics. Stanozolol comes in tablet form, or liquid. The injectable liquid varies from other steroids in that it is suspended in water and not oil. You can easily identify Stanozolol by its white milky color. It is common to stack Stanozolol with other steroids to increase its effectiveness. When bulking, stack Stanozolol with testosterone, Dianabol, or Anadrol. A stack such as this will give the user good muscle gains, without having excessive amounts of water retention. When using Stanzolol in a cutting stack, it can be taken with Trenbolone. A stack such as this should give the user a ripped look. For those who are sensitive to gynecomastia, Primobolan, DECA Durabolin or Bolin 1 can be used. Anever. Anever is the brand name for the anabolic steroid oxandrolone. It was purposely designed to be mildly anabolic, so it could be used to safely stimulate growth in children. Like Winstrol, oxandrolone is a derivative of dihydrotestosterone. It also does not convert into estrogen. Excess estrogen limits linear growth, which explains why women stop growing before men, and why they are shorter in stature. For bodybuilders, oxandrolone is most often used during cutting cycles. It can be combined with Primobolan or Winstrol to create hard-looking muscle with good definition. Stronger androgens that do not aromatize, such as Proviranum or Trenbolone, can be added to harden up the muscle while also making it easier to lose fat. In a bulk cycle, add testosterone or Dianabol. The combination creates good strength gains along with higher quality muscle without the puffy look. For women or those sensitive to side effects of more anabolic compounds, stack Anever with Winstrol, Primobolan, or DECA Durabolin. This combination should create faster gains, but it also increases androgenic buildup. Because oxandrolone does not convert to estrogen, there is no need to use anti-estrogens. In low dosages, the steroid has only a small effect on natural testosterone production. In higher doses, there are the usual side effects associated with steroids, such as acne, male pattern baldness, and liver stress. Androlic. Androlic is the brand name for oxymethylone. While there are injectable versions of this steroid, they are rare. Oral oxymethylone is far more common. Androlic is believed to be the most powerful steroid available. It is similar to Dianabol in that you get massive gains in short periods of time. You also get a lot of water retention with the steroid, not because it aromatizes. In fact, Androlic does not convert to estrogen, so how it can cause gynecomastia is a bit of a mystery. Some people believe it is because Androlic acts directly on estrogen receptors. There is no evidence to back this up, thus further research is required before it is known how it can cause gynecomastia. Not everyone will experience gyno from Androlic, but approximately 50% of users might get this side effect. The use of an anti-estrogen while on a steroid cycle will effectively prevent gynecomastia. Mesterolone. Mesterolone is an oral steroid that is commonly sold under the brand name Proviranum. For the most part, mesterolone is used to boost the libido or to treat other hormonal conditions. Even though it is a strong androgen, its effect on body in terms of protein synthesis and muscle building is limited. Mesterolone prevents steroids from converting into estrogen, and for this reason it is used by bodybuilders to avoid gynecomastia. Unlike most oral steroids, mesterolone is easy on the liver. Mesterolone is popular during the cut cycle. When using Winstrol, Anever, or Primobolan by themselves, there is very little androgenic content. By adding mesterolone, it raises the androgen levels, while reducing estrogen, which leads to muscle hardening. Usually small quantities can be taken even by female athletes, but it is an androgen and thus can cause virilization. Women should limit their dosage of mesterolone to 25 mg, and keep their cycle short, no longer than 4 to 5 weeks. This small dose is helpful for women during the cutting phase, as it helps harden up muscles, and makes it easier to burn body fat. DECA. DECA Durabolin, or simply DECA, is a common brand name for the compound nandrolone decanoate. DECA happens to be the most commonly used and widely trusted anabolic steroid of all times. The greatest thing about this drug is its efficiency. A small dose of 200 to 400 mg per week is enough to give the desired results. The compound is called a bulking agent, due to the fast results it shows. Normally, a user on DECA starts experiencing weight gain within 24 to 36 hours. The mass gain can be as high as 20 pounds in just 1 month, not to forget the extreme physical strength achieved. Due to this and many other reasons, DECA is used by bodybuilders across the world. Mode of operation. The secret of DECA's fast results lies in its chemical structure. Its chemical composition is very similar to testosterone. However, unlike testosterone, DECA is not broken down into lower metabolite. This metabolite has far lesser side effects than any other anabolic steroid. Advantages. Following are few of the many advantages of DECA over other steroids. Retains nitrogen in the body, resulting in muscular growth. DECA is silent in skin, scalp and prostate, therefore, Those parts are completely safe from any side effect. It binds better with the muscle tissues. This results in a faster muscular growth than usual. It has few androgenic effects on the body. Very little side effects, and in case adverse side effects occur, they aren't very harsh. Although, it is said that adverse effects do not occur unless the steroid is misused. Increase in lean body weight with little dosage. Stays in the body over an administrable amount, for a year or so. Beneficial for body's defense mechanism. During HIV, it helps weak patients gain the required amount of weight quickly. Increases stamina and endurance. Equally good for both men and women. Disadvantages: apart from all the pros of DECA, it has a number of mild side effects. Acne. High blood pressure. Headache. Nausea. Peptic ulcer. Edema. Insomnia. Hyperexcitation. Longer time needed for blood clot. Shivering. Diarrhea. All in all, DECA is an extremely powerful anabolic steroid, but it can also quickly shut down your natural testosterone production. For this reason, DECA should mainly be used as a secret weapon to burst past plateaus that have been difficult to overcome. Boldin 1. Boldin 1 is an anabolic steroid sold under a variety of names like Equipoise, Ganabol, and Altrogen. It is a man-made steroid having structure similar to natural testosterone. The drug was initially manufactured to be used for veterinary purposes. It was used to increase the efficiency of race horses by enhancing their appetite and body muscles. How the drug suddenly became popular amongst bodybuilders is not known, but the drug is widely used by athletes due to its various advantages. At a low dose, Boldin 1 is a powerful anabolic agent, used to increase muscular mass when combined with a rich healthy diet. However, at extremely high dose, the drug can have some pronounced side effects. It can lead to the suppression of natural testosterone production and hence leads to infertility. Further, inside the body, Boldin 1 is converted into estrogen, which causes gynecomastia in male. Being anabolic in nature, the drug encourages protein synthesis and mineral nutrients balance within the body. The drug has a well-known effect of increasing the RBC, red blood cell, count. This boost in RBCs results in an increase in the rate with which oxygen is carried to the body tissues. Due to its long half-life, the drug stays in the body for as long as a year. Boldin 1 is known to have a slow and steady response. The drug takes its time, around 2 to 4 months, to show its effect. The upside is that the muscular weight gained is long-lasting and not just water mass. It is pure muscular tissue. The exact amount of high or low dosage was never defined for human use. However, experimentations show that 200-800 mg/week of Boldin 1 is sufficient. Having some androgenic properties, the drug has a number of side effects. A change from normal to oily skin. This is due to the oily texture of this drug when injected. Oily skin is more likely to have acne problems. Hair loss is often witnessed in people on high drug dosage. Like any other anabolic drug, Boldin 1 causes mood swings, mainly resulting in aggression and depression. Hypertension due to increase in metabolic rate. Drowsiness and nausea. Liver cancer may result due to the increased liver functioning. Testosterone E. Testosterone E or testosterone enanthate is an artificial supply of the hormone testosterone. The drug is taken normally to increase the level of testosterone in the body and is usually the first steroid prescribed by physicians for those with low testy levels. Testosterone E changes the appearance and size of the muscle tissues. Having androgenic properties, it protects the maintained build from getting broken down by the process of catabolism. Testosterone works by stimulating the muscle cells to store more protein in the body. This protein is later used for enhancement of muscle fibers. The effect of testosterone is further seen in causing an increase in the production of red blood cells in the liver. This raise in RBCs increases body's endurance and helps it to recover faster from any physical exertion. Due to the powerful effects of this hormone, it should be taken once or at maximum, twice a month. Bodybuilders take advantage of the anabolic characteristics of testosterone E, and commonly inject a sufficient dosage of about 200-400 mg/month. The drug is usually taken off-season as its half-life is shorter than other anabolic drugs. The drug itself has slow response. It is often taken in combination with other drugs to enhance its effects and reduce the possible side effects. A number of advantages of testosterone are: makes the person healthy and fresh, enables the user to do more exercise, provides nutrient balance, increases muscular mass and results in fat loss, increases endurance level and body strength in patients. Used to treat women breast cancer. The drug itself comes with a number of disadvantages as well. These include gynecomastia, hair loss, acne, deepening of voice, nausea, jaundice, liver malfunctioning, anxiety and depression. To reduce the effects of gynecomastia, estrogen suppressant is taken along with testosterone. This drug helps in removing the effect of estrogen produced when a high dose of testosterone is taken. Special care should be taken by bodybuilders suffering from diabetes or having some cancer. It is not recommended for children, since it can cause puberty issues. For women, the drug can have adverse effects, like an increase in hair growth and deepening of voice. On the first sign of such effects, the drug should be immediately stopped. Trenbolone. Trenbolone acetate or Trenbolone is a dream drug for bodybuilders. It is an anabolic drug which can either be injected or taken as pills. Claimed to be 3 times more powerful than testosterone, it does not get aromatized like other steroids. Recommended dosage, per day 35 to 75 mg of Trenbolone should be consumed and this amount should be divided into 2 to 4 doses. For bodybuilders, the suggested quantity is 75 mg per day. It can be taken with or without meals. Benefits of Trenbolone. This drug is a very powerful androgen and has many benefits for bodybuilders. Promotes muscle growth. It is the best drug for promoting muscle growth, strength and muscle mass. Users have experienced a massive increase in muscles in a quick time. Ability to lean people out. Does not cause water bloating. Increase in strength. Hardens the body. Safe drug. As compared to other performance-enhancing drugs, Trenbolone is much safer and has fewer side effects. Promotes production of red blood cells. Enables quick recovery from injuries. Efficiency. It is said to give results quickly. Trenbolone side effects. For some people, the side effects of this drug can be so harsh that they have to quit its use. Common side effects include skin problems. It may cause redness, irritation, hives or swelling. Disturbed sleeping habits. Trenbolone acetate may influence the sleeping habits. It can even cause insomnia. Cardiovascular problems. It causes high blood pressure which results in many cardiovascular diseases. Nevertheless, many successful bodybuilders use this powerful drug despite its side effects just because it can enhance muscle strength significantly. Primobolan. Primobolan is an injectable anabolic steroid which is usually used by bodybuilders for preparations. It is rather a weaker drug and consuming small amounts does not reveal any significant results. Benefits of Primobolan. This drug is quite famous in bodybuilders and has certain benefits which no other drug offers. Fat burning properties. Tests and experiments have revealed that Primobolan helps in reducing fat content of the body. It helps in weight loss and according to many bodybuilders they cannot even think about going on diets without Primobolan daily dosage. Increased muscle mass. Like many other steroids, Primobolan too helps enhance the muscle mass. No aromatization. Primobolan does not convert into estrogen. No water retention. As it does not aromatize, the side effects like water retention and acne don't occur with its use. Enhances immunity. Because of this property, Primobolan is said to be beneficial for AIDS patients too. Maintaining lean tissues. It helps gain and maintain more muscles while keeping the figure lean. Nitrogen retention. It helps the body retain nitrogen. Nitrogen retention makes the body build more muscles. Side effects of Primobolan. Primobolan has milder side effects which disappear once its use is discontinued. Common side effects are hair loss. Hormonal imbalance in women. It may cause an imbalance in women which results in deepening of voice, increase in body hair and irregular ovulation cycles. Hypertrophy in women. Mild acne. In some cases the use of Primobolan results in mild acne on face, back and chest. Increased aggression. Insomnia. Excessive sweating even while insignificant physical activity. Primobolan is generally accepted as a milder steroid and is most attractive among women owing to the fact that its side effects go away with treatments and discontinuation of the drug. Testosterone P. When the male sex hormone known as testosterone is synthesized, it's appended to an ester in order to lag its release in the body. That shortest ester attached to testosterone hormone is known as testosterone P. Since testosterone P has a very short-term active life, therefore it's injected at least every other day, unlike other anabolic steroids that are injected once in a week or once in every 15 days. Testosterone P is widely used by bodybuilders, weightlifters and other athletes for increasing muscle strength and boosting stamina. It is considered bodybuilders' favorite injectable steroid, as it provides a faster onset of progress. This drug is often preferred over testosterone C and testosterone depot due to its less severe side effects, but one of its major side effects is its frequent schedule of dosage, due to which a good number of people choose to stay completely away from this steroid. But, those who are okay with repeating injections every other day find, this is really effective, as it's one of the most powerful mass-building drugs available in the market. It also boosts rapid increase in strength and muscle size and is also capable of reducing fats from the body. One of its major positive effects is less water retention, as unlike other anabolic steroids, its usage doesn't give a bloating and puffy look to the muscles. Side effects of testosterone P include increased body and facial hair, oily skin, gynecomastia, aggression, prostate enlargement, and hair loss. Testosterone C. Testosterone C or testosterone cypionate is one of the most prescribed types of testosterone, mostly manufactured in USA. When a body fails to generate the required testosterone, it results in abnormal conditions as sexual dysfunction, delayed puberty and lack of beard, pubic and chest hair. These conditions are treated through a process known as hypogonadism, which usually involves the usage of testosterone C and various other anabolic steroids. Testosterone C is creamy crystalline powder that is white in color, has almost no odor and is not dissolvable in water. Its chemical name is 4N31-17-3-cyclopentyl-1-oxypropoxy, 17-beta. It is injected into the buttocks deep inside the gluteal muscle. Testosterone C is commonly used by bodybuilders, weightlifters and other athletes around the world. Some of its common side effects are strokes, heart attacks, liver tumors, blood clotting in blood vessels, acne, cysts and oily skin and increased hair. Some abusers of testosterone C can also experience mood swings, irritability and aggressive behavior. Testosterone depot. Testosterone depot is a multi-purpose steroid preferred by a number of athletes and bodybuilders around the world in all degrees of training. It's exceptionally effective for obtaining gigantic strength gains and developing amazing muscle weight. It's also useful in raising stamina and compressing the recovery time. Testosterone depot is the most commonly used steroid for increasing strength, building muscles and losing fats.